And with us now is Dr. Joseph Tirito. Tēnā koe, Joe. Kai te pēhea koe I tēnei ata.
Tēnā koe, Hineani, ka nui te ora. O hō he pai kōrero atu nei ki a koe tau.
Ka pai. You are the Deputy Director, Māori Ako Aotearoa. And you have a new Māori award called Te Tohu Reo Māori. For teachers who teach te reo Māori, why was Te Tohu Reo Māori Award set up and who's eligible?
Okay, can I just go back just to set the context? So Ako Aotearoa is the National Centre of Tertiary Teaching Excellence. So these are part of our, one of our main briefs is to improve student learner success at tertiary level, and my brief is particularly about Māori learner success. So we've set up these awards that are funded by the Ministry of Education. We've been running for about 15 years as an organisation. So our main thing is to, for me, is to get Māori students through the tertiary system. So our organisation has a series of awards, of other awards, like we have a general award, we have just sort of the mainstream awards, and I would say that these have been often won by Māori people too. We have a Pacific Award, Le Moana Mua, Kaupapa Māori Award for people teaching at tertiary level using a Kaupapa Māori approach. But for a long time, I've been pushing for a Tohu Reo Māori to recognise the unsung heroes out there in the flex res level throughout the country who are teaching, whether it's in Aotearangi, Wānanga, polytechnics or university private training establishments, to honour them, really, because they've been sort of beavering away here for years and years. And so this is an award to honour the Te Reo Māori Teacher of the Award of the Year. Okay. Over the last, that comes through this nomination process. So does that answer your question?
So who do they apply, or are people selected or nominated by people like me? You know, wow, this is an amazing teacher who's helped my whānau through through their work. Is that how you do it?
Yes, yeah, so I've made this award. I've sort of been the one pushing this award through our organisation for about 3 or 4 years, and it's really good to see it come to fruition. It's different from the other awards in that anyone from the community can nominate their best teacher, if you like, their best Te Reo Māori teacher. Whereas our other awards, they have to go primarily through the institution. They come from the top, but ours is coming from the grassroots, flex roots. So anybody who's been who's had an outstanding Te Reo Māori teacher, they can apply. And what they do is they go online for the nomination form, which is only 2 pages long. It's not too hard to fill out. I've tried to make it easy as possible. It's at www.ako.ac.nz. And if they go there and look for the Te Tohu Reo Māori, they'll find their way to the all the details and that about this award. Yeah, so it's worth $15,000 to the to the winner for the year. So everybody, a whole lot of people, hopefully will get lots of nominations, and which close next week on the 16th of April. So that's why I'm sort of giving an extra push at this time to get as many nominations in as possible. And from those nominations, hopefully we'll get 100 or get lots and lots, and then we'll shortlist, select the outstanding ones, and then we'll go back to those people who are nominated and ask them to then take over and then submit and agree to submit their names. And so we'll whittle down till we finally get, we have a grand panel. Te Whatu Kairangi is our series of awards, the Whatu Kairangi Awards, and so the Tohu Reo Māori is just one of those. And we have a ceremony in October at the Parliament Buildings where we honour the excellent teachers, if you like, in the tertiary system from the last year. But this award, for the people to qualify, they need to have been active. They have to be actively teaching te reo, now and over the last 4 years. So if they've finished long ago and they're sort of no longer teaching, they can't qualify, unfortunately. So it's recognising people who are actually teaching te reo Māori at this time. It could be night classes, and it doesn't have to be full-time, as long as they've got a record of ongoing teaching and good feedback from their students. But it goes down to the nomination first, so I'm calling for people out there to nominate their best te reo Māori teacher, the one who's impacted on them most, impacted on te reo Māori revitalisation, if they like, and to come to our website at ako.ac.nz to seek the nomination form. Do that this week if you can, because they close on April 16th.
Ka pai. For many, you know, who teach te reo Māori, it's a passion. Do you think they've got enough resources and support for our teachers?
There's never enough. There's always, there's ongoing technology, and we have to, you know, apart from the people on the ground, we need to maximise the modern technology, the digital space, and I think a lot of people are moving into the space. But you can't, in the end, get away from the face-to-face, kanohi ki te kanohi, waha ki te taringa sort of approach, ultimately, in the end. So, it's never enough, Hineani. It's never enough. The resourcing is never enough for our teachers, because a lot of them are still having to create their own resources, even though we've got the resource base is increasing. But with the ability to concentrate on local dialects, that's another thing, rather than just a national standard dialect, we can still maintain local dialects throughout the country. So we are not, we haven't got our mind set on anyone in particular. We just hope we get lots of applications. And so that's worth $15,000 to the winner. They go into the pool for the Prime Minister's Award of the Year. So of all the awards, all the nominations, they go to a grand panel, and they select the Prime Minister's Educator of the Year. And so that's worth another $10,000. Last year was won by Enoka Murphy from Waikato University. He's Ngai Tūhoe, and I think he has a Taranaki side, I'm not sure. But Enoka was working at Waikato University and in the te reo Māori space, and he won the award, but we didn't have the tohu reo Māori at that stage. But despite that, he still won it through the mainstream, and he got the Prime Minister's Award. Our Māori have been very successful in this, getting the Prime Minister's Award. We've had people like Karen Paringapai have had the Prime Minister's Award, Suzanne Pitama, Jacinta Rudd. These three particularly were from University of Otago, although they're from Te Wī Māori Whānui. So they were three people I remember. There's Te Taka Keegan, I wonder if he won the Grand Award. So Māoris have been successful because we are good teachers. I think we have a natural empathy in the classroom. With our values of manaakitanga and all that whanaungatanga, I think we are very natural teachers, and we're very successful in this space. So I'm just encouraging people to get online and nominate their favourite or their best te reo Māori teacher. It might be Aotearangi, it might be, anywhere, a PTE. It doesn't have to be university or polytechnic, but it's right across the tertiary sector. So it's not for secondary schools, unfortunately. They'll have to set their own up.
Ka pai. Well, thank you.
But it's good. Yeah, Hineani, I'm just so glad that we've got a good news story, about us Māoris. There's so many bad news stories, so I'm sort of quite pleased to be able to come on here today and say to kia tata ngai Māori, nā he mea kaupapa whakahirahira tēnei, nā reira kia kaha koutou te tono mai a koutou tono.
Kia ora, Dr. Joseph Tirito. Nā mihi kia koe, and get your nominations in, everybody.
Kia ora. Hei kona.